this week, all of the readings we have relate one to the other. In the first reading from Exodus, we hear how Moses came down the mountain with the Ten Commandments. His face was shining, glowing from being in the presence of God. We hear each time Moses encountered God, he came out to the people with a veil on his face, since it made the people feel uncomfortable when his face was glowing. The power of the encounter with God radiated literally out of his face. It made people uncomfortable because we all want the closeness of God, but not too close and not for too long. In Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, he takes up this story of Moses' veil and uses it as an allegory or reference to the Old Testament. Paul is making a claim that the Old Covenant, the old good news, cannot be properly understood and accepted until the veil is removed. Then we see ourselves with faces unveiled, which is both a reference to the Moses story and a metaphor for hearts and minds set free by the Holy Spirit. We finally know the glory of God. For Paul, the gospel has power to create faith and gives life. Christian ministry is about removing the veils by the open statement of the truth. The gospel is the story of Jesus' transfiguration on the mountain, which we always end Epiphany with. Jesus takes Peter, James, and John up the mountain where he's transfigured before them. As we hear, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, Jesus appears to be speaking with Moses and Elijah. Moses represents the law, having been given the Ten Commandments to the people of Israel. Elijah represents the prophets, those individuals sent as witnesses to God's truth in the Old Testament. In this moment of transfiguration, Jesus completes and fulfills the work of both the law and the prophets and ushers in a new age of God. So you see, our readings all relate today. They remind us that as followers of Jesus, we are to remove the veils by being open to the truth, even if it is difficult and painful for us. We are to see our lives as they truly are, not as we think they are or hope they are, but to honestly consider what the Spirit of God is calling us to be in this world. Today's readings are about telling the truth, our truth, as best we can, to remove the veils or masks we wear and allow God's Spirit in to transform us into the people God desires us to become. The transfiguration is about God's truth in Jesus as both human and divine. In this moment, the disciples are given a glimpse of the divine nature of Jesus being transfigured before their eyes, literally glowing with a shining face, reflecting the nearness of God in him. Have you ever been in the presence of such a person where their goodness and closeness to the divine can actually be seen on their faces? I have had the great fortune in my life of having been around folks that are like that, where the presence of God is so abundant that I literally felt it by being in their presence. The most notable example for me was the time I got to meet with Mother Teresa in person. The peace and love that radiated out of her was palpable. You could literally feel the holiness of the divine that was inside of her coming out. Even though we now know from her writings that Mother Teresa completely felt the absence of God for the last 50 years of her life, I and those who were meeting with her could feel the effects of her immediate awareness of what encountering the divine is like, even though God was absent for 50 years for her. Her face literally shone with the reflected light of the divine inside her. As a younger person, she had several ecstatic experiences that 50 years later still left her with that shining face we hear Moses had in our first reading. The experience of the holy and the divine is not just a story for Jesus or a holy woman like Mother Teresa, but it is our story as well. There are literally dozens of times I have felt the distance between this earthly existence and the next to be very small. These experiences are often felt in special places as well as in relationships. There's a term in Celtic Christianity called the thin place. It is a metaphor for a physical place where human beings experience God more directly. A thin place where the boundary between heaven and earth is especially thin. It's a place we can sense the divine more readily. Thin places relax us, but they also transform us, or more accurately, unmask us. In thin places, we become our more essential selves. The world is largely afraid of the thin places as well as those divine-filled encounters. The world often resists the transformative power when the divine is present, no longer hidden, but made manifest in the truth. It's why when bullies get directly confronted, they often back right down. The power they try to exert is so obviously wrong when faced with the truth, they cannot endure it. When lies are exposed by the truth of things, it becomes immediately obvious to all. As Luke's gospel reminds us throughout this season of Advent, Jesus calls us to imagine a world turned upside down, in which the mighty are cast down and the lowly lifted up, where the blessed are those who most often are considered the least, where we are called to resist powers of this world that diminish the divine within the human family and this planet, our island home. This last Sunday in the Feast of Epiphany is about the power of the divine residing in each of us that has the power to turn this world upside down and transform it by lifting the veil and exposing the truth right in front of our eyes. The power of the Feast of the Transfiguration of Jesus is it reveals the truth about all human beings. We are both dust and divine at the very same time in this life, not just the next. As one of my favorite theologians, the great author of many of the documents of Vatican II, Karl Rahner, says, "We are not different from Jesus in our essence, only in the degree of our perfection. Jesus is the perfect human, the fullest reflection of God in human form. We who share in Jesus' nature are also therefore fully human and share the same divinity Jesus shares." The story of the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountain is not just Jesus' story, but our own. As creatures created in God's image, we too are simultaneously human and divine in this life. The great theologian and philosopher Pierre Teilhard de Chardin put it in a famous quote this way: "We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience." What God tells us in the person of Jesus is that we too, like Jesus, have a heavenly Father who looks down upon us, his children, and speaks softly to us, saying, "You are my beloved Son. You are my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased." Our job is to embrace the truth of who we really are, sons and daughters of a divine Father who has placed his divine spark in each of us. May we use this spark to lift the veil on a world that would rather ignore the truth, that we are both dust and divine. Imagine what the world would look like if we truly believed each and every person to be a living embodiment of the Spirit of God right here and right now. It would indeed be a world turned upside down as God envisioned it to be.